Good morning. This is your Friday devotion from the Ealing Pentecostal Church, Sunderland. I was reading recently about the word comfort. We're talking about how words today have changed their meaning from what they originally meant, and particularly in relation to the Bible. And the word comfort came up. And the book talked about what comfort means today. It's something fuzzy, something soft and cuddly. It's like a pair of slippers, or it's like a settee or a favourite chair to sit in. Comfort, comfortable. But in the Bible, particularly at the time of translation, when a Bible translator, William Tyndale, translated the Bible in the 14th century, he took the word comfort and he used the original language for it. And in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, where it says, "Be strong in the Lord," he puts it in his translation, "Be comforted in the Lord." And this word comfort in the original, particularly the part fort, it's the Latin word. It comes from fortis, the Latin word fortis. It means fortitude. It means physical strength. It means courage or steadfastness. And when he talked about being strong in the Lord, he was using the word fortis, comforted. And it doesn't mean to be all fuzzy and all soft and cuddly, but it means to be strong. It means to be encouraged and courageous. It means to be steadfast. And what he is saying is that in a time of difficulty, in the time when problems and heartaches and burdens come their way, that's when we need the comfort that God gives. The Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 talks about our God being the God of all comfort. And the same word is used, but only in the Greek. And it means to make strong, to pick you up, to move you on, to give you a future, to be courageous in facing the problems and the difficulties. And yes, when Paul wrote to the Ephesians, he was talking to them about the battle they would experience as Christians living for God. And he said, "Be comforted," or "be strong." And difficulties and heartaches and burdens need not the world's comfort of fuzzy slippers and warm blankets and duvet. People talk about having a duvet day when things are hard. Listen, my friend, we need the comfort that God gives, the fortis that God gives. We need his strength and we need his power to be able to pick ourselves up and to move on, no matter what the obstacle, no matter what the difficulty. We need the comfort, the strength that God empowers us with. Be comforted in the Lord. And whatever your problem, whatever your difficulty, know God's comfort. And I'll finish with this. "Be still, my soul. The Lord is on thy side. Bear patiently the cross of grief or pain. Leave to thy God to order and provide. In every change, he faithful will remain. Be still, my soul, thy best, thy heavenly friend, through thorny ways leads to a joyful end." Be strong in the Lord. Be comforted.